Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
707 in St. Louis, you're listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios, Timothy Michael McKernan, Douglas Elvin Vaughn. Doug, on your left is Charlie Marlowe. He works with Two Fox.
I saw him sitting over there. Hello, Chuck.
Good morning. Yeah, Doug actually just paid me a nice $5 bet that he lost.
Oh, wow. What was the wager, yo?
We did a little side pot on our fantasy baseball week this past week, and of course...
And you shipped him?
I shipped him. It was very close, though. It was very close.
Was there a lot of drama?
There were some computer glitches. I didn't get some of the stats that I should have had.
Well, why don't you get that corrected and then get your $5 back, bro?
I think Yahoo's looking into some of it now.
Oh, sweet.
He's actually tendered an official protest.
Nice. I think there could have been some malware on my computer that eliminated some of the home runs and RBIs that Ryan Zimmerman hit. But we'll check into it.
I will check into it for you. Will Charlie impose a fine on TW for talking politics in the last 45 minutes? Ball game, Maryland Heights. Doug, explain that to me.
Who's TW?
Tiger Woods?
T-Dub.
Who talked politics with Tiger Woods?
I guess Charlie. It says, will Charlie impose a fine on TW for talking politics in the last 45 minutes, ballgame Maryland Heights?
I did not see Tiger Woods.
You saw him with Justin Thomas.
I did, with the trophy.
Right.
He's looking big.
Eldrick is looking big. El Gato Grande Guns. How do you say guns in Spanish, Doug?
I don't know.
El Gunzo?
I think that's it.
And what was he doing in Maryland Heights?
Good question. We should do a feature. One of you guys should do a feature.
Yeah, I guess we could do that.
Yes, Plowhawk.
Hello, Plowsy.
Pistolas for guns.
Thank you. See?
Oh, that's where pistols come from.
I did see Kobe. Kobe put out a tweet where he just said hashtag presidency, and it was a picture of Steve Harvey just kind of shaking his head. I did not see Tiger Woods getting political, though.
I can't imagine Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods never got political when he was playing. What is he, just like bored now and...
Well, he's not playing now. He's got to talk about something.
So you got to go on Twitter and engage in a...
I would think.
I don't like mosquitoes.
Okay, I don't either.
It's a unifying platform. Design Air Heating and Cooling has over 75 HVAC technicians, so they always provide fast and friendly service. DesignAirService.com. Design Air is the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. Send your emails in. Hotshots email today, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. TMA Live. Tomorrow night at Hot Shots in Fenton. Doug, you call it the Yankee Stadium of Hot Shots. Ready. It's presented by Bud Select, the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. And Charlie, I don't know if I know you are a member of the TMA fan page. Doug,
I am.
Now over 5,700 members. But the Plowhawk yesterday, in an attempt to get some women for hashtag FFF tomorrow night at Hot Shots, went on the Cardinals Nation blog and thought that he could recruit by offering up some tickets. We have seven sets of tickets. That's 14 tickets to you and me, Russ, Audrey, for tomorrow night's or for next and next week's game. And he thought the Cardinals Nation page would be the place to do it. And unfortunately, it was not met.
It wasn't
with a welcome reception from one poster.
Oh,
from one poster. I don't know the gentleman. I think he's based out of Wichita. So, Doug, you probably know him.
Well, yeah, I have some Wichita roots.
There was a female. I didn't click on her profile, so I didn't get a good look at her. But she was very disappointed that she couldn't make it. I think she kind of brushed under the rug that she wasn't going to get her feet fondled. She wasn't that interested in the tickets. Will not be able to make it. She lives 3 hours away.
Here is the post for those of you who are not a member of Cardinals Nation. That's the name of the page. If any ladies are interested in free Cardinal tickets, the radio station I work for has 7 pairs of tickets to give away for any ladies that are willing to get their feet fondled by a St. Louis broadcast legend. Tempting, I know. Serious inquiries only.
That's well done.
DM me if interested. I'll be at Hot Shots in Fenton this Thursday. Come on in. The water is warm. And it was going well. It was going really, really well.
Oh, that's nice.
And then a gentleman said, I heard the radio show and this dickwad wanted to get the promo out and reached out to Cardinals Nation. So he requested to join, got it, and then posted this very idiotic promo to come to his sleaze-ass sports bar for the money to the radio show. Darren, call me out tomorrow on the show that's hosted by a bunch of junior high dumbasses.
It was a hot take.
True that.
Thinking they're hot ass slobbering on a shared microphone, drop this F-wad. And he says the name of the admin, and I don't want to give anybody's names who wouldn't. Yeah, if you come in the TMA fan page, you're welcome to participate in the Reindeer Games on this page. It's, I don't have anything to do with it, so I don't want to include a name unless he would like to, since you and so then some of our listeners, Doug, get involved in the thread.
Did they?
And they're pacifists.
I would think they are.
And everything seems, now the guy's going, okay, maybe I've only listened to the show a couple times, although he kind of pinpointed it with his post.
He's only listened once, it's the same show day after day.
Right, so I think the gentleman was right on target, and it seemed like everything was going well, and then out of nowhere, last night, like at around 10, 11 o'clock, the Plowhawk returned to the thread.
Oh, did you?
And said, I actually have been a member a long time before this was posted, and why exactly would I waste my breath bringing a complete moron like you? Don't flatter yourself, dude. I don't care what you find, and I find it pretty scary that you are this emotional about something that was posted on a fan page of a Major League Baseball team. Instead of worrying about what I'm saying and doing, maybe analyze the hell yours having a stroke over a simple posting.
There you go, Plowsy.
Attaboy, Plowsy.
I was a little tired, just woke up from a nap.
Plowsy was...
At 11 at night?
I've been deep into Entourage because I actually haven't watched the full series. Entourage.
Doug, it started in 2004.
I know. Right? And it's really weird. The first season, Blockbuster was like huge. Apparently, they were a big sponsor because almost in every scene there was
that
a Blockbuster.
Right?
Yeah.
Wayne Huizenga?
And now, obviously,
what a
they're
difference.
At...
Blockbuster Video.
It's movies to go.
So I've been watching that, and I kind of just dozed off, woke up, and actually wasn't on that thread. I didn't even read. I just read his. Didn't see that it fizzled down.
Yeah, and he kind of stood down. And
yeah,
then
so it was uncalled for me, so I didn't realize.
Re-escalated the whole thing.
Yeah, I didn't mean to, put gas on a fire, so my bad.
But the bottom line was, did you recruit any?
Yeah, I mean, how many women now do we have? I bet we've got like 100 women ready for tomorrow.
Probably none.
I think after the women saw the guys having a little slap and tickle fight, I think they kind of shut her down.
Sure, they said no thank you.
So I think that might not work as well as I thought it would have.
Probably not, yeah.
But... worth a try.
Well, not really.
Let me correct this guy, too. We all have our own microphones.
Well said, Iggy.
Bring it. Plowsy was also getting into a nice little spat with one of the Barstool guys about pot. What was that about?
The guy is a complete idiot. I followed him for the last year and a half, I think.
I gotta see this.
Doug, you
leave the show... And then the Plowboy goes online and starts arguing with
people. He's literally by far, if you go through a timeline, the worst Barstool guy they have. I mean, he's probably the weakest link. I almost have as many Twitter followers as him. He worked for Barstool. He is awful. Literally awful. And I love following him. I don't respond a lot, but when I do.
So what's the issue? Tell me what the issue is.
Apparently, and I didn't see this, the Cardinals came out with a video on their plane. And there was a song about weed that was on, and they were dancing to it. I think that was the context of it.
I saw him dance. I didn't know
which
the song was about weed.
Insane.
What's the name of the song?
I don't.
Sugar Magnolia.
If you go to a Twitter,
it's a Latino. Kush is in
the name. I think it is.
Doug, what is it?
Regardless, he puts out a tweet with this video saying, "Oh, it's a shame in Major League Baseball that Cardinal players support weed like they're listening to a rap song. Like the Cubs never listen to rap music, so it's completely ridiculous." And I just kind of poked
fun. So hold
on,
he's mad that the Cardinals are listening to rap?
About weed, yeah. He said they're condoning marijuana. This guy
was
is the
joking,
I cannot
though?
Believe he
yeah,
worked
yeah,
for
it. Are you sure this was like a serious
yeah,
post?
But you
like,
should go through his Twitter timeline. It's just hot
Doug, go
take
through his
after
Twitter
hot
timeline.
I'm impressed for time.
I can't believe he works for Barstool. It's embarrassing for them.
But you like his work.
Oh, no, he's absolutely miserable. He's terrible. He's
pretty good writer.
Awful. So I see there's one of them. I'm in his...
What are you doing, Doug?
I'm in his thread right now, and there is a video. Was this taken over the weekend, Brandon Phillips and Cardinals fans? Have you guys seen this?
I have not.
It's taken from, like, the green seats. We can't play it because he uses the S word, and it's illegal. But fans are giving him trouble, and he leans into where the foul ball netting is right behind home plate. And says, if there wasn't a screen between you and me, you wouldn't be saying that S or something along those lines. Which I got to agree with Brandon Phillips. I don't know why that. But I guess some Cardinal fans didn't like it. I don't know.
No.
You know.
No, who knows?
So either way.
Sure.
But I don't see the thing about the pot.
No, I didn't see it either.
Well, it was a video posted on Yadier Molina's Instagram Monday night during the flight to Boston.
Right.
They did a little song. We played it. Everybody played it on TV. It was the first thing played on MLB Network yesterday morning. It was just a silly song.
Funny.
It was a rap song. There's some Spanish. I didn't look it up.
I didn't either.
So I didn't know if it was about pot.
Could have been.
Okay, so here it is. Plowboy gets in an argument. So he's blocked you. Did you delete the thread or did he block you? I can't tell because your tweet's not popping
up. I think he
up.
Deleted my original tweet to him, but then he saved my other rebuttals.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what I originally tweeted out.
Were you high at
Piss,
the time?
Don't lash out at me because this is the guy in the Plowboy arguing. Don't lash out at me because you're having trouble telling your future children that their favorite team looks to be linked to drug culture. Like, is this
he's
a serious
thing?
He's
got to be joking.
He's joking, but he's just stupid. I don't mind the jokes, but he is constant. I tell you, he's a great follow because he's the biggest idiot on the planet.
And
makes
like
me feel better.
You like his work.
Love the work. Love the work. I'm sure Barstool is getting their money's worth.
So then
sure.
He retweets you and says, you had said to him, I love seeing Cubs fans pissed and taking notice of cards. You're pissed that the Cubs are underachieving and saying it's because of weed. And then he quote tweets you and says, best fans in baseball can't handle the truth that their team looks like they promote smoking drugs on cross. Nobody who really knows drug lingo says smoking drugs. It's like Mr. Hand in South Park. It's satirical.
That's how we originally connected. Was I tweeted out that Jason Hayward thing, and he actually liked it because he hates Jason Hayward. And then he asked me, like, he looked through either my Facebook or my Twitter timelines and saw that I smoked weed. Hmm. And when he found out that I smoked weed, he instantly started ripping me the whole time. And that's when I was like, okay, this guy's an idiot.
He doesn't like you smoking the drugs.
I guess not.
Well, I feel like Plowsy would be a good Barstool sports member. You know what I'm saying?
Why don't you join probably, in,
more for
vi-
probably more for video rather than on air hot take. Think guy, if he can, anyone can. And I'm telling you that legitimately. Watch his video. They call him the Dom. I don't know what it means.
Oh,
he
has there's this, like a sub and a Dom.
He has like this following of egg avatars and like, oh, it's great. It's fun. So I always keep... My enemy's closer, really.
Takes. He just spits hot takes.
Cubs, yeah. He's like, he calls them the Spanish Cubs. And he loves like Wilson Contreras and Baez. And it's too much.
All right.
Stool Fred, I think, is an African.
Stool Frederick is his name.
Yes.
Director of morale for the Chicago Cubs. Barstool Chicago. Let's see, two followers I know. Plowhawk being one of them. Then old Joel Hurlinger, Doug.
Oh, yeah. Hurlsey. Yeah.
He loves America.
He enjoys his work. It's hard to post much of anything anymore without somebody being mad about it.
I mean, what Barstool guy, I hate to use followers, but what Barstool guy has less than 10,000 followers? Like, this guy is terrible. He's terrible. In a big major market like Chicago, you got a guy that's just really slacking.
Why don't we have the Seamaster get him on, and you guys can kind of talk it over? And...
Oh, I don't know if you want that guy on. His hot takes.
Yeah, but no, I want to let you guys debate. I'll play the role of... Chris Wallace, and we'll have a wonderful debate here.
We could probably do that.
Oh, sure.
I doubt he would come on, but we could manage that. Yeah, I think Sea Monster could use his magic.
We could give him a jingle. Yeah.
Speaking of the Cubs, I posted the video. Now, look, I'm not a Cubs fan or anything, but I'm a fan of baseball and fun things. Have you seen over the course of the year? Maybe they did it last year. I don't know. But the Cubs, when they hit home runs, the bullpen guys. They put these masks on and they dance around. It's honestly pretty funny. Yeah. On Monday night, after the Rizzo homer especially, we aired it on Fox 2. I posted it on Twitter. They have like horse masks and chicken masks and they're all dancing. It's really funny. So I posted it and I said, I'm sorry, STL, but the Cubs relievers dancing with the masks on after homers is awesome. Just saying, look, I know obviously most of my followers are not Cubs fans, but this is pretty, it's pretty fun.
Right.
And I get all kinds of people. This guy says, you must not be from here. Because no, it's not. Anything that makes them or their fans happy is not good for us. So why would that be awesome?
Oh.
I'm not necessarily a big St. Louis fan, like Cardinals fan.
Well, now was it one guy who said that, or was it 100 who said that?
There were several people that were not happy with that.
Ugh.
I would say tens of people.
Really?
But come on.
People just waiting to be angry about something.
You can't.
The entire purpose of Major League Baseball, the only purpose is entertainment.
Correct.
And if that's entertaining, then it's done their job.
And you know what? It's good to have a foil in the Cubs.
I want to make sure this guy doesn't follow me. Sometimes it's kind of like a little test for me. Like when I see the Best Fans in Baseball Twitter account retweet somebody, I'll go, God, I hope that person doesn't follow me. And then oftentimes I've already blocked them. Yeah. I see a lot of times you get in arguments with people, and I'm like, oh, poor Charlie, he hasn't blocked that guy yet. You got to know to block. There's like a list we should just send out to go, yeah, this is these guys have issues. Block them.
Usually mute, though. See, I mute because I feel like if you block
them. Don't mute him.
No,
block him.
No, hold on a second, Doug. If you block them, you give them the satisfaction of knowing that they got to you because they can see that you're blocked. If you mute them,
it's just like I have crap I'm doing, and I'd like to be distracted by some guy wanting to argue about 25-year-olds playing baseball isn't what I'm really looking to spend my time on.
But muting them also serves that purpose, and then they send out tweets. You literally never see them. They're more bothered by the fact that you never respond. That's like the thing with trolls. If you just leave them alone, Doug. Mm-hmm. I mean, they don't keep coming because you're not responding.
You kick my ass.
Well, if you block them, they don't respond either. And that's more fun to block him.
Yeah, but then they'll say, oh, Charlie or Tim or Doug, oh, they have thin skin. They blocked me. Who otherwise, cares? You mute them.
I agree with Doug.
But they never know. What I'm saying is they never know. All their tweets get sent out there in the cyberspace, and they're bothered by the fact that you never respond to them.
Well, you don't respond when you block him either.
But they can see that you've blocked them. That's my point.
Well, good. I don't care what the people think.
Don't give them that win.
Doug, is that a win?
I don't feel like it's a win.
I take the W.
Tim rides Sibians, not play games with B-fibs. Ball and bottom feeder. Good text.
Get back to the foundation of the show right there.
Yeah, it is press conference Wednesday. Mae Young's newborn hand's right. Press conference question for Doug. Do you ever get the urge to taste the... No. Mm-mm. I caught it before it.
Thank you.
Charlie Marlowe at it again. Go back to Toledo. Thanks. That's from Larry's Lozenge.
Got me.
I don't know how to spell lozenge.
L-O-Z-E-N-G-E.
I think you're right, Charlie.
L-O-Z-E-N-G-E. Lozenge. It seems like there's a lot of different ways you could spell it, though.
Iggy, do you block people? I could say Iggy maybe not block
No,
people.
I don't block people.
Why?
Very rarely do I tweet, and when I do...
It's at Lady Gaga.
No, they're usually decent responses. I'm not taking shots at anybody, so there's really no reason for anybody to get on me or porn stars. So,
right.
No, I don't block anybody.
Well, I've had it.
Should.
Why? Nobody's done anything to me.
Well, just find someone and block.
Probably would if there was somebody really vile and just kept going after me. And, you know, I've given out some bets and people have made money on them, but last week I think I lost 2 out of 3 on a one, and if somebody would...
Oh, way to go. We lost money.
The blocking!
But nobody did that, so.
All right.
Guys, Charlie has favorited every response I've ever made to his post. Thank you. From Steve in Wildwood.
That's probably true because Stephen Wildwood, first of all, great American. He's funny. Stephen Wildwood gets it. There's a reason that he's, what, leading 5-2?
He has a nice lead this month, Doug. You're right.
And that's because he understands that the show is for fun. And he likes to bust balls, as I'd say, but he doesn't make it personal, and that's why he gets it, and that's why we like Steve. Some other people don't understand that this is all just a joke. We're just trying to fill time.
He's got lots of time. He's got lots of time to write these emails because he's a home appraiser. He drives by. He gets a couple of comps. Hey, what'd that one sell for? Eight houses down. Oh, the $250? Okay, your house is worth $248. Okay, done. Let's break for lunch. He's got all kinds of time.
Things, you know.
That's so true, Doug, because... I can't remember if I talked about this last time I was on, but we went to the county office to get your home, try to get your taxes down, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you bring the comps there, and you say, no, this is what your house should be worth, blah, blah, blah. I mean, my wife went and she printed off papers and all the other comps in Glendale and all this and all that. And then after hearing our argument, the guy said, well, this is what your house sold for, so basically this is going to be the taxes. Like, all you have to do is just say, sale price, that's the appraisal, mm-hmm. Let's go to lunch.
Right. Because all that really matters is what it's worth to someone, what someone is willing to pay for it. And if someone was willing to pay $200,000 for it, that's what it's worth at that moment.
What is this ridiculous Fox Sports promo that aired this morning? What Plowhawk sends over his audio. And the Geraldo thing is a drop, not as a sound clip for the record.
Well, I just wanted to make sure, and so I have as both.
Doug, it's been addressed.
However, this is Seymour's doing. Must have walked in here, getting the studio prepped and ready to go, as he always does.
Yes, he does.
And heard this fantastic promo. I would recommend it, I think, because we kind of make fun of hot takes. Mm-hmm. And this promo kind of, just is fantastic. Right. If you want to take a listen,
Doug, let's take a listen.
How about you hit the lever, Plowsy?
The best information. The hottest of hot takes.
And that was my point.
The best talent on the radio.
We want to give them the best of what we got.
This, my friends, is why you should stay with us. Oh, and if you don't, we're going to send Clay Travis to your house in a Wrangler Speedo. It's actually very flattering.
Oh!
So what?
Nice. Wow. Mm. I'm listening now.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I've missed it up to this point.
Nice take.
Where else have you ever heard hot takes and Speedo talk except for on this show?
They're copying your guys' model.
I think they're listening to the show, and they're taking stuff from us.
You think?
I like that, Doug. This is proprietary.
You want a Speedo, Iggy?
Not anymore, no.
Why not, baby? Why not?
Well, they're kind of out of style, unless you live in Europe, but...
Don't you think you could sell your used Speedos?
Hmm.
I'll put one on your Facebook page from when I lived in Bermuda. I wore a Speedo.
Well, I don't need Speedo. It. I just thought.
You know. I don't wear panties.
Now I see Dotem is tweeting at Cubs fans who are making fun of the Cardinal video. So that should take care of everything. Once Dotem gets involved, all bets are off. How great is it that Dotem has nearly 2,000 Twitter followers?
It's awful.
I'll tell you what, though. Some of his tweets, I mean, they're so inappropriate, but you're scrolling through and you see him tweet at some random C-list celebrity, something very vulgar about putting
White Castle
his hands
mud.
Somewhere down their trousers.
No. Bathe my fupa.
When he tweets at Joyce Myers, I just laugh out loud.
Why doesn't she block him?
I don't think she reads them, but they're funny.
Doug, let's see. Matt Walsh. Anybody familiar with him?
Walshy?
Yeah, is he not the Vianney coach?
That's Kevin.
Kevin Walsh.
I don't know who he is. I'm getting the sense he's like a social conservative based on the tweet, or maybe this was just an outlier. Disney Channel aired a children's show featuring a family with two moms. The effort to push perversion on our children never ceases. And then, you know Angie Marty?
Oh, Martsy?
She responded, "This isn't new, sadly. The last episode of Good Luck Charlie from several years ago had a lesbian couple in it."
What?
Oh, lesbian, yummy.
I'll tell you what.
He's playing the softball angle?
I've never heard of either of those shows, but now I am pissed.
I'm hopping, man.
Because,
well,
you know, this argument right here, I can get behind.
And then Dotem gets himself into the conversation by asking what's wrong with the lesbians. Now, there's a guy, and I still don't know what it's about. I'd like to have him as a regular contributor. Yesterday, the Seamaster emailed me, or 2 days ago, and said, Lisa Ann wants to come on the show every Friday to do fantasy football picks. And I said, how can I argue with that? That's perfect. That's up my alley.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy gives great Cardinal takes. Mm-hmm. And if you don't respond to his questions on Twitter, he then hashtags it Dyke. And I don't know.
I'm blocking.
I don't know what it's about. At first I thought it was like one of our listeners creating a parody account, but I believe it's real. And now Dotem is interacting with him. It appears to be an older gentleman. Charlie, you'd love this guy. This guy's right up your alley.
Oh, yeah.
Hashtag Dyke.
Right. And then Dotem says, would love to get my hot little hands. And then he gives the guy's Twitter handle, diaper, and flat stimulate that rewarding steamy brown back clam. Hashtag think about it.
Just a small taste of that mud.
And that's the thing. You're scrolling through. Let's say you're looking for the... No, hold on. Let's say you're looking for the Cardinals lineup on that particular day. Maybe you're playing Daily Fantasy. Maybe you're playing your own fantasy team. You're kind of looking through different Cardinal writers. And I have Deke Dotem because I do love this kid. I mean, he's a good guy. We've all met him. Plays fantasy baseball in our league.
He's wild.
But then every once in a while, he has one of these tweets, and you just stop. And then you don't want to laugh. You don't
even, a good tweet.
You don't even want to be entertained by it, but you just are.
Put your tongue in that dark hole.
Stop! He's leading to the vileness of this country. That's what social media has done. That's been an indirect product of social media in general.
Agreed.
There's 330 million people in this country, and now you have to hear all of their opinions.
Ah, yes. Tasty waste.
And, and before, if some crackpot had a crazy opinion, you never knew about it.
Well, the sound off section.
And now it's right there in your face wherever you go. And so people spend their whole day arguing with people.
But more so, people give credence to those crackpots because they have a Facebook account or a Twitter account. If you had a weird, random person that was just spouting all that back in the day, you'd be like, that person's nuts.
But sometimes they're
not on the news, we're like, hey, look at what Tommy said with the egg avatar.
Oftentimes, oftentimes they're not even that lone wolf with the egg avatar. Sometimes it's people that have been your friends will say or tweet something or put on Facebook. You go, really? That's what you think? And then you have different opinions of people that have been friends for a long time.
Yeah. I've unfollowed a lot of those people, too. I like to keep my social media now. I just like to keep it happy. You know what I'm saying? Social media, I get rid of the politics, anything about religion. I don't watch cable news anymore. My life is a lot happier.
Maybe we should come up with another social media site that's just politics and keep it off Facebook and Twitter and everything else.
I can write some code during the Rick Hummel interview.
Let's do that.
I see Dotem was communicating with Dan Marshall. He had the Man and Woman station.
I remember that.
Are those still on?
I don't believe either is.
Are we on one of those?
I do believe in charity, and I do believe in giving back to the community.
The thought of sliding my moist beef hooks into, then he gives his Twitter handle, crusted jean pant makes my chode weep with excitement, # bolt of lightning.
Mm-hmm. Butt fro landing strip.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want to laugh at that, but I do. That's a problem. I scroll through Twitter. I'm just looking for the news of the day. Maybe something happened. Maybe Trump did something. Maybe something happened with the Cardinals, big trade, whatever. And I see Deke Dotem's tweets, and I don't want to laugh, yet I usually do.
That's what you laugh at in eighth grade.
I know, and that's why I'm embarrassed for myself. I'm telling you. I don't know why, but I do chuckle usually.
And he just keeps it coming through, doesn't he?
But he's always
really
tweeting at
stop for years.
He's always tweeting at Jessica Simpson's dad. just the most random C-list celebrities from like 1999.
Well, he's convinced that Jessica Simpson's father slept with the twink Bryce Chandler Hill.
How would he know that?
Who is that?
One of the many adult film stars who stopped by the show.
Ah, mm-hmm. Good stuff.
Let's see. Dotem's tweeting at Stool Frederick about turd cutters and Aldi.
I do love Aldi.
You got shoes there once, didn't you?
I did. I did not. After getting those, I said, look, I probably won't do that again. But Aldi is very, very reasonable in terms of pricing, Doug. You can get almost everything there. You can get other places for half the cost.
Yeah. Absolutely. Some of it's still in the cardboard box, too. Sure. That cuts the prices down.
Now he's tweeting at Victoria Osteen. Is that Joel Osteen's wife, Doug?
I don't know.
I don't follow her like I should.
Could have
Please
been
pray for my friend Dylan. He betted a ladyboy in Thailand and now has a rash that's overwhelming his boy fupa. Yeah, I guess Joyce Meyer and the Osteens, you can tweet prayer requests. That's a great industry, too. And you don't pay taxes, right?
I don't think they do, yeah.
Well, why don't we do that?
I don't
Because I don't know if I can write this code for our new social media platform.
Let's start preaching and begging for donations. Well, that's worked for a lot of people.
Why don't we do it?
Well, I'd have to learn some scripture first.
I feel like Doug would be a good preacher.
Oh, yeah. He could do his Fox Sports 1 thing, combine it with scripture, you'd be gold.
The money would just pour in. I'm not going to stop yelling until you pay me.
What would be your first sermon?
I don't know.
What's something that really kind of bothers you right now, though? Maybe the way people act.
I'll tell you what I was bothered by.
Nice. Give me a take.
Here we go.
Yesterday, I went up to Columbia. My youngest son, Greg, is moving out of the fraternity house with four or five of his friends into a nearby house so they don't have to live in the fraternity house anymore. So they get this house. And it is a disaster. This looks like it was built 100 years ago by returning World War I soldiers or something. It hasn't been updated since.
Nice.
They're just thinking, hey, at least
they go on East Campus?
Yes.
Yeah.
And this place is the biggest dump I've ever seen in my life. They pay $3,200 a month. $3,200 a month.
How many guys splitting it up?
Five, I think. Maybe six.
So about 500
That's
plus.
About a $600,000 house, a payment, maybe?
Yeah.
$3,200. This is a hovel. A lot of the electrical outlets don't work. The basement looks like a medieval dungeon somewhere. And I spent half of my day over there yesterday trying to fix it up a little bit so they could live. The advantage that some of these people take of college kids is just unbelievable to me.
Well, you did such a good job at that house in Colorado. I'm sure that's why they called you up there.
Well, I don't think that that was related necessarily.
What's the value of the house, you think? Just guess.
$80,000, maybe?
Are you kidding
really?
Me?
Really?
Oh, it's a complete dump.
Why don't we buy a
bunch
of houses?
That's what we need to do.
Complete Columbia.
Dump. Oh, the people that own these, they're just raking it in. They probably get them paid off in 5 years.
Think about this. This show has a huge following. What if the morning after bought a bunch of property in Columbia? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of listeners. Mm-hmm. Their kids go to Mizzou, and they'd think it's cool to stay in the morning after property.
Nice.
All right.
Let's do that, too. Do you want to start the church today, or do you want to do the property thing today?
Well, we probably ought to
do
try
both.
Everything just to see what hits.
Okay.
I did notice there were a number of houses there that still had rent signs out front, like maybe the massive drop in enrollment there is starting to affect some of those people.
$3,200 for an $80,000 house.
Yep.
And that East Campus is the Ladue of Columbia, though, for the Kikes.
I wouldn't necessarily call it Ladue. A lot of the electrical outlets don't work, the lights don't work, the bathrooms haven't probably been updated in 50 or 60 years.
See, we lived in a house like that my junior year at Bradley, but it was $800. We had seven people. We got flagged for zoning because they saw there were five cars in the back driveway, but we paid like $112 a person.
Yeah, well, we're not paying that now. And these places have got to be fire trapped. One of them burned to the ground last year. One of them down the street burned
really?
To the ground. Yeah. I told Greg Vaughn, you better have a couple of plans to get out of this place once the fire starts here.
I'm a fire starter, two-wisted fire starter.
Prodigy.
Hey.
97? Is that 97?
I don't know.
I think
what
we did this. I think we actually did this last show.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's important to repeat the same material just in case people missed it the last time. Guys, you all should create a church. 100,000 listed as churches in America. Only one in the past 2 years have been audited by the IRS. You can make a case your showtime is the sermon. And legit, legally never pay taxes. Thanks, Craig and Soha. Doug, I think we just found a business model.
I think so.
Sweet.
What's the religion called?
Doug?
Well, I'd have to think about that for a while.
Morning afterism?
Dotism.
Goatism.
No, dotism.
Oh, dotism.
Deke dotemism.
No, you don't want to be vile.
Doug, it sounds like your son moved into the house I lived in on East Campus 10 years ago. We called it the White Tiger. Thanks. The 314. Are they living in the White
no,
Tiger?
No, it's kind of an old red brick thing. No one's done yard work. The backyard has become a forest of weeds. It's just one of the parents who saw it for the first time yesterday was in tears. She was literally in tears.
That's what my mom was horrified when she saw the place I was moving into in Little Rock for my first TV job. And I was like, I want to live in the city. I don't want to live in the suburbs, especially suburbs of Little Rock. And she was horrified and like really concerned. And I think there was like a group of like 10 people who weren't in this lawn legally living above me.
Yeah.
Because I would always hear a ruckus. But what did I know? I was bust living in Arkansas. Guys, why don't we start a religion called Lemmingism? Thank you. That's from Weezer. Doug?
All right. You'd have to be the high priest.
I guess I will. R. Tim, who art in Kirkwood, hallowed be thy butt.
No.
It comes from a tool belt for daddy.
No, stop it.
Plowboy, this barstool sports hack tries harder and fails at comedy more so than the White Collar Gangster and Timmy Recaps combined.
The That's worst. The 424. I assure you, you will never stop following him once you start. He is insane, which is comedy on Twitter, so right. I love it.
But that White Collar Gangster, I'm a big fan of his. He also likes to go after, especially kind of sports media types, if he disagrees with their takes.
He's not a Kyle Schwarber fan.
Right, but also some of these sports media guys that will get political, White Collar Gangsta will not stand for it, and I kind of appreciate it. He'll always go back, like at Seth Davis. If Seth Davis has an anti-Trump comment, WCG will say something like, why don't you focus on the 2019 bracketology? Something of that ilk.
I will become a McKernanite as well. And Tim, we trust. That's from Cuck Cecil. Okay, Doug, it looks like our followers are starting to assemble. What do we need? We get donations?
Yes, that's the big thing. The big thing is the donations. And the next biggest thing is it's tax-free on our part.
We could have a baptism party where everybody get baptized and Doug's in the water and dunks all the listeners.
I'll dunk them, and you put your check in the bank.
Starting to work out. Just Venmo?
People would actually do this, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, I'll baptize people for $100 a head.
The only property I'm interested in living in is Doug's. Nope.
No.
Best hole on the property. Thanks. A Young's newborn hand. Doug, that house in Como, finna rage, yo. That's from the Dogtown Astrovan.
Should have a remote there.
Yeah, can we do a remote there? I bet those guys have ponies. Is he going to be a senior?
Boy, yeah. Yeah, senior.
Parties, girls running around. Tell you what, Doug.
He's excited about living there. And I thought, you've got to be kidding me. You've just got to. Some of them, those new, I think they're Brook. What are those new apartments?
Brooks Brothers.
Not Brooks Brothers. But
Brooks Robinson.
Like Brooks Stone, but that's the old store, something like that. Mm. They're like $4,000 a month.
Holy moly.
And they get four people in there, and they're gorgeous apartments. $4,000.
Where are these things, baby?
To downtown Columbia.
Oh, really?
Yeah, across the street from Stevens College.
I did some work at Stevens, Jack.
Did you?
It sounds like you met a little co-ed.
You hung out at Stevens? I had to have you inside me.
Brian Hoffman. Poor Brian. Brian Hoffman's going to come to me and say, could you maybe, like Frank with the Arnold Palmer drop, he's going to pull you aside and go, could you?
Big purple dillies.
Okay.
Could we also edit out my Cardinals drop? I feel like I could have said that a little better. I probably could have said it a little clearer.
What's
maybe
the Cardinal
less,
drop?
Less stammering.
I'd like to hear the
yeah, you
go
wanna...
ahead and play it. Go ahead and play it.
Okay, find it, Fonzie.
Guys, White Collar Gangster tries way too hard. That's from White Marcus. Why is there this White Collar Gangster backlash?
I like him.
He's just like a nice guy. He's
vile from time to time.
Going
to
be a dad,
he
right?
is, yeah, any moment.
Well, I don't care about that. His name is all over the suspension law, Yule. That's why there's a backlash against
Doug, him. They tore down my quittance for one of those Brookside buildings.
Brookside, that's the name of it. They're really nice, but man,
how tall are they, baby? How many stories?
Oh, three or four, maybe.
Really? Well, I like that Quentin's. Mm. That was a spot, man. That was a spot. Ran like ivy in there, Jack. Ran like ivy in there.
What do you
Corby
mean,
ran good.
That was the name of the apartment building?
No, it was a bar.
Bill Ivy?
Quentin's.
Yeah.
Right, and that's where the Stevens College girls would go?
No. That was at the Sigma Chi house. Ran like ivy there, too. I had long hair. If I had that long hair again, I would be the George Clooney / Denzel Washington / Billy D. Williams of St. Louis.
Really?
But, you know. I stopped taking Propecia, and it's a whole thing.
What was the key to your game to score with all these Phillies?
I think they were all super intoxicated, and I was one of the only people still left out on the deck available.
It's a numbers game.
Right?
Right.
So this happened like 4 or 5 in the morning?
1:32?
You outlasted them.
Right.
Like me being put in headlocks.
Quit bullying me, guys. That comes from the White Collar Gangster. So there's a backlash to the White Collar Gangster I wasn't even aware of until this morning.
Well, he is wild.
I rent out a 2-bedroom condo in Como for $650 a month, but it's a professional pole dancer, so I think I'll keep her. That's from Lemmingwinks, King of the Gerbil Twinks.
Hmm.
Can I be Doug's altar boy? That's from Painter Guy. Well, we're really starting a church here?
Yeah, it's $100.
Sweet.
That's it?
Well, I hope to get a couple thousand of them.
This no taxes thing.
That helps. It helps.
It's a real advantage.
Yeah, it helps a lot.
Were you ever an altar boy at St. Gabe's?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Did they make you do that, or did you volunteer for that duty?
I think we had to do it, but then we could do more, and I legitimately enjoyed doing it. I legitimately did. I know that sounds incredibly surprising, but I did.
You were thinking about being a priest at the time.
No, I don't know about that.
I liked it because there were usually two of us, and we alternated. I liked to be the one that got to ring the bell.
Doug, did you like to ring the bell?
I was not Catholic.
And I would mess it up sometimes because it wouldn't ring, and it would like swirl around and...
Oh, that's no good.
And the priest would be waiting.
I don't think they do that anymore.
No?
I think the bell is no longer. I think maybe like some of the old school churches do that, but I don't think they do that anymore. I don't get there as much as I'd like.
Yeah, I haven't been there in a while.
I'll walk down the aisle in my robe and light up the candles right before the sermon begins.
You're an acolyte.
He's a maester.
Doug, what religion were you?
Presbyterian.
That's right, Doug.
So how does that all go down?
Well, they don't have altar boys.
What I'm saying is, what's the equivalent of the altar boy?
They don't have them.
Why not?
They don't need them.
Who rings the bells?
They don't really ring a lot of bells.
So what do you do?
You just kind of sit there.
What's good about it?
Well,
short
what's
sermons.
What's good about it?
Who's,
yeah, sure.
Who's big for you?
Cal Kennedy, Doug Cal Kennedy from St. Gabriel's. He says the bells are back.
They got the bells.
Are they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was inclusive. I'll say that. It was inclusive.
Well, you had to get in good with the priest because then you would get the weddings and the funerals where you actually got paid to do that.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Cal said they left for a while, but they've been back for a while.
No, that's nice.
Probably when we won some city championships.
Well, now, Immaculata, maybe it's because I couldn't ring the bell, but then...
Oh, you were at Immaculata?
No.
Also Hard University.
No, but when I would go to 5 o'clock Mass, I would go to... Because St. Mary Magdalene didn't have 5 o'clock Mass.
And why didn't
Saturday.
They, boy?
They wanted the traditional Sunday, but I like going on Saturday and getting out of the way.
That's a good attitude. So let's get this out of the way.
Well, because there's a lot of football on Sunday to
be
bet.
Let's go have our soul saved and get this out of the way.
But they had
a
bell.
You're going for the wrong reason if you're just trying to get it out of the
way.
Well,
half the time I didn't go. I would just go over to Dunkin' Donuts, and I would go back in time to grab a bulletin to bring home to my mom. And
you told your mother you went, but you went to Dunkin' Donuts instead.
Yeah, there was a there used to be a Dunkin' Donuts where the Kolache Factory is.
Oh, that's right. That's a good little fun fact, Doug. I remember that, actually. It's right behind St. Mary Magdalene, yeah.
Yeah.
But you did go to the church to get the bulletin to prove.
Well, yeah, just so my neighbors would see me. Hi, Mrs. Kohler. Oh, there's Mr. Strode. Saw your sons at church today. Well, you saw me getting a bulletin. But Immaculata had like an automatic bell. It had like four bells, and the altar boy would just like, cling, cling, push a button, and all four bells would ring.
That's high tech.
He didn't have to jingle them.
So it's like on the end of like a bicycle, and you had a little bell. That's the kind of bell you had?
Kind of bell like that.
But there were four of them. Theirs were kind of fancy. Ours were just a little, and I couldn't ring it, right?
Well, it's a high-rent district there.
I got caught stealing a host, though. I got
you
trouble.
Stole from the church.
You stole communion, baby?
Well, after Mass, you know, you go back there and you take off your schmuck or whatever it's called.
Doug, is it a schmuck or smock?
Smock. That's what we
when
had
you
in
say
our class.
Schmuck. Schmuck. Smock. Smock. If you combine the two, it becomes schmuck.
Schmuck.
That sounded Jewish. Schmuck.
Schmuck. But Father Dedens had already left. He took his off and put the chalice away, and the whole box of host was out, and we just took handfuls and put it in our pocket.
And what was the point of that?
They taste good.
Crackers.
But they're actually tasty until you dip them in the wine. But these were before they were... They weren't the body of Christ because they weren't blessed. So they were just wafers, but they were good.
Let's see. I'm an unbaptized heathen, but I'd join any religion where I could be reborn in the warmth of Doug's steamy man love. That's from Doug Vaughn's illicit East Side lover.
You're going to dunk your head and you're going to pay me $100. That's how it works.
This is going to work. Let's see, guys. I loved working funerals as an altar boy. Made $5 and all the tail you could handle.
Oh, come on.
Some Larry Nichols dirty sock? I didn't get that at St. Gabriel's.
No.
I think I got 10 bucks.
Oh, see, that's again the high rent district. We don't have that in the South Side.
I didn't have any tail. I was like 10.
Let's see. Oh, God. Is Iggy going to tell a story about one time golfing with Jesus, too? That's from the 636. So this Lemmings religion, we just took Catholicism and replaced nuns with up-and-coming adult film stars. Hence the gay sex overtones. Mm-mm. Thanks. That's from Imperial Impaler. Well, Doug, it sounds like we got a little something here.
All starting to roll.
Yep.
This is how great religions start all over the world.
And see, our Hot Shots event can turn into like potlucks to where we can rent out a Hot Shots and our gathering place, you know, and then everybody can bring food.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like The Rock in Normandy would be the perfect Sunday gathering place. We've already all spent long afternoons following Tim around there. Thanks, John, in Dogtown. You know, people like watching my swing. Iggy, did you wind up playing yesterday?
No, I didn't.
He's got to get ready. He's in the final eight.
You got a chance to win this, baby.
Deal's going to be tough because he's a guy that I'm not getting a lot of
strokes
from.
Doug, have you seen Deal play?
I've never
heard of
him.
And he'll probably shoot low 80s, so I'll have to play.
Wait, did you beat PGA Pro Dan?
Yeah, I did.
God, you didn't see the news?
No.
It was all over the place.
I was out of town.
You didn't cover it?
No, I was out of town.
Two Fox and Five were there.
How did you beat him?
Channel 4 got 2-1, right, Iggy?
Channel 4 got beat again on that story.
All the big stories you just lax on. You don't show up.
Mm. Yeah, well, he scheduled vacation around your match.
2-1, Doug.
So how did you beat him?
I just played well, and he didn't play very well.
Oh, damn.
This is a pro.
He didn't play like a pro.
What do you think he would have shot if you're keeping score?
83, 84.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
Then what would he have shot?
Timmy just asked me what he would have shot. And
so
I said 83, 84.
What you would have shot.
No, you said what did he shoot?
I thought that's what you would have shot.
No.
What would you have shot?
I probably would have shot 90. which is about what I usually shoot. Oh, but I need to have a good day to beat Deal because he's not going to...
Doug, do you know the Deal or have you seen his game?
I have no clue who Deal is.
He'll probably shoot low 80s and I'm not getting a ton of strokes from him because I think he's playing to a 10 or 11. So anyway, it'll be fun. We'll have a good time.
Final eight. Who's Jay playing?
He's playing a match that hasn't gone yet. He's Shaq Lady, whoever he's playing. But Shaq Lady's out in Bay Hill playing Arnold Palmer's course.
People are getting ready for this Normandy thing by playing Bay Hill.
He's got till Saturday to finish his match, and he's out in Orlando.
What's the prize pool?
What is it? What do you win, Iggy?
I think it's 400 for winning, 200 for second, and then third and fourth get 100.
Sweet.
Who provides the cash?
Well, we paid into it. I think it was $50 we all paid, something like that. $25? I don't know.
I haven't paid in. I got to pay in.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of people.
I thought it was 20. I'll PayPal Jennings.
Could be 20.
Doug, do you Venmo or PayPal?
I don't really do any. I have some stuff on eBay, so I guess I do PayPal.
What do you have on eBay?
Some furniture.
Oh, I'd like to buy that.
What is it? Like a beanbag chair?
Come get it. You can have it.
What do you got?
I've got some dining room furniture, some bird's eye maple dining room furniture. It'd look good in your house, Charlie.
How much is it going for?
Display cabinets and a buffet.
Why don't you put it on Facebook?
I have it.
Yeah, you put it on the fan page. It'd move quick, fast, in a hurry.
You think?
These guys would love... They would buy your crappy furniture
just
to be able to see where your house was to come pick it up. Then they would probably do something weird in your lawn or something.
Got some bedroom furniture. Greg Vaughn doesn't want the bedroom furniture anymore. Got that big huge sectional that I love that got thrown out.
Is this all part of your move to Colorado?
It's part of the Colorado stuff coming to our house, and what we had is going now.
How much for the sectional? Because I need a new couch.
You need a new couch? I don't know. I'm praying.
We'll talk
off
the air. I shouldn't even ask that question.
I get to move it back to the family room because, I love that sectional.
What's the Colorado deal here?
Dan Caesar called me last Thursday. This is true. This really happened. And I thought he was calling me to see if I had signed my contract, which would make sense because a month ago he had written about the contract, but I haven't signed it. And
I've been wondering.
Yes. And so there hadn't been the follow-up. So I figured that's what it was. And then Doug texted me and said, Dan Caesar has called me. And I'm going, why would he be calling Doug about my contract? And then Dan emailed me and said, hey, there's a crazy rumor going around Facebook that Doug is moving to Colorado. And so I get on the phone with Doug, and Doug just starts laughing his off because all he had done is post about seeing mountain lions and bears, and he was Colorado. Wondering how it translated to moving to Colorado. And he goes, who would care anyway?
What Doug was doing... He has a contract coming up at Channel 4. He was trying to create some fake leverage by saying he had a big opportunity in Denver.
Super meta.
Just in case.
Yeah, you go out to Colorado Springs and start doing yard work. And that's when the people at Channel 4 say, stop, give him what he wants.
That's all it takes?
Yeah, that's pretty much my point.
Crap, I would still be there. Designer Heating and Cooling is the sponsor of the 7 o'clock hour. 75 HVAC technicians, so they always provide fast and friendly service. DesignAirService.com. DesignAir is the number one train dealer in the West. It's hard to stop train. Rick Hummel will be with us coming up at 7:30. Cardinals losing last night to the Sox. Red Sox now 68-51. I've got that as the second best record in the American League and fourth best record overall in the game. And one of the reasons why they're so successful, it was on display last night in the fifth inning in particular when they just raked Mike Leake. They just raked him. Tight ball game up until then, and then they just raked. They have a hell of a lineup. And they have a couple great pitchers and a couple butt asses.
Great bullpen.
And they shipped the Cardinals last night. The Cubs also lose, so the Cardinals remain a game and a half back. But the Brewers win, so the Cardinals and Brewers are in I call it a virtual tie. Do you like that, a virtual tie?
I was going to say a tie.
But they're not.
Well.
Because the Cardinals are ahead by winning percentage.
According to the Vaughn Index, it's a tie.
I understand.
Vaughn Index, they're both -1.5. Don't even try to figure it out. It's a very complicated formula. Just trust me on this one. Okay. The Vaughn Index says they're both -1.5.
Yeah. What bothered me more about last night's game is not necessarily the loss, but you lost 6 points in run differential. Ooh. If you're going to lose that game, lose it 10-9, Doug. We don't want to drop points in run differential because at the end of the season, that's going to determine playoff seeding.
It does, right. And it certainly figures into the Vaughn Index. I don't know about the Doyle Index, but the Vaughn Index is indeed affected.
These Sox, they hung a snowman there.
Don't say hung a snowman.
The Los Angeles Dodgers are now 50 games over 500. 50 games, Jack. They've won 3 in a row, 84-34 on the season.
Peaking too early.
You think so?
That's just like something you say.
Well, I'll tell you, if they don't get to the World Series this year.
This is without Kershaw the last couple weeks, too, right?
He's coming back soon. Didn't you trade for him, Doug?
I tried to. Didn't get him. Actually, the guy never responded to the trade request.
Really? Who is that?
I don't know.
Hashtag not cucky, I think.
Maybe. He said Kershaw's available, so I sent him a couple of requests. He never responded. Yes, no, that's ridiculous. Nothing. So I took it back.
Oh, is this the guy that replaced the Plowhawk in the league? He's enjoying 1 year in the league. And
I'll be back next year.
Somebody will be back. Let's see. Design Air Heating and Cooling is the 7 o'clock hour sponsor. I think I just said it, but let me give you a little more detail, Charlie. I don't know if you and your lovely wife or clients, Doug and his lovely wife are clients, the cat and his lovely wife are clients, and Anna Marie and I were clients of Design Air. When we finished the basement, Design Air came over and set the whole darn thing up down there.
And I like it. And you guys will like it when you come over to watch Game of Thrones because it's a little chilly down there and we can snuggle up.
I'm not snuggling.
Body heat.
I'm not.
When it's chilly down there, do you say, winter is coming?
I do!
Because it's cold.
Right. I do.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a nice line.
Design Air is St. Louis's top HVAC provider. You want to know why? Sure. It's because their no-pressure service is second to none. With over 75 trained and qualified HVAC technicians, Design Air Heating and Cooling will always provide fast and friendly service across the metro area. Call them today, 314-739-1600, or visit them online at designairservice.com. Design Air Heating and Cooling is the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. Send your emails in. Hotshots email today, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. Pair of tickets to the River City Rascals Legends game. Participants include Jim Edmonds, Jason Isringhausen, Ricky Enkiel, and Joe Roderick. And every time I read this copy, I still think something's wrong.
Hold on, is this celebrity game?
Yes, which is why I still think something's wrong.
I'm actually playing in that.
Holy moly! How come you're not listed here and Roderick made the cut?
Because Roderick's in charge of this. Because he asked me like 3 months ago, and I'm just too nice sometimes. I said, yeah, I'll do it, hoping he would forget. Yep. And then he's texted me a bunch of times. It's this Saturday. I know it's a sponsor, so I do want to go. Don't get me wrong. I do want to play in this. So I'm pretty sure I'm gonna be there.
You think you can hit one out there?
Batting
practice?
BP. With an aluminum bat?
No, a wooden bat.
RiverCityRascals.com is where you can find more info.
Yeah, I haven't played baseball in a couple of years, so we'll see. Nobody wants to see me play, though.
No, they want to see Edmonds
play.
Those guys didn't play college baseball.
Well, they were drafted right out of high school in many cases, so.
Yeah, probably weren't good enough for a college game. It's a whole different game.
They couldn't cut it at Glen Oaks Community College.
Yeah. They might be able to ride a little pine pony, but I don't think they'd actually play.
Yeah.
Especially Edmonds. He just wasn't junior college baseball material.
Nope. I mean, what did he accomplish, really?
Yep. Nothing at the college level.
Didn't even hit 400 homers. So I like guys that did hit 400 homers.
Guys, from what I heard, Iggy hid PGA Pro Dan's ball on 17, and that's why he won. I do know that PGA Pro Dan lost his ball on 17, and there's an insinuation that you hid his ball.
What do you want me to say? I mean, it's ludicrous.
All I know is that Dan said, I said, how'd the match go? And I hadn't heard from you yet. So I'm like, I guess they're still out there. And it was like 4.5 hours later. He goes, I lost my ball on 17, could never find it. And so Iggy wound up winning. And I'm like, oh my God, how about that? But I thought you getting 14 strokes, I was like, God, that's a lot of strokes. I don't care who you're playing, you know?
Well, it is a lot of strokes, but that's what the handicap was.
Right, I understand.
No, I don't know. Well, the only thing I can guess is that, because he did hit it left.
And that's along the road. Doug, that's along the road.
Well, there's woods there next to the green. Mm. And, you know, I guess it just kicked left and kicked, because it wasn't like right at the green. It was left. But we thought it would be right there in the rough. And obviously it kicked left into the woods. So, no, I didn't take Dan's ball. I was actually pissed off that I won that hole.
Why, you wanted to come down 18 because the gallery had gathered?
No, I just didn't think I should have won the hole.
Doug, it's like an amphitheater, 18.
I mean, I hacked around that. I had a 5-iron into the green in 2 and ended up making an 8.
So you won with an 8?
Snowman.
Tied. I had got a stroke on the hole, so 7. We tied with 7, but I didn't want to win like that on that hole. I'd rather go to 18. It would have been...
I think at the duel in the sun, the first one, not me and Jay, which I refuse to talk about, I think Watson won with a triple on 18. Nicholas had a quad.
I doubt it. I seriously doubt it.
That's what we were doing.
Sounds right.
So he had 2.
If you lose a ball, do you automatically lose the hole?
No, he had to go back in the fairway and hit 4 for a lost ball.
Right.
Instead of being right up by the green and 2, he was in the trap in 4 and couldn't get up and down, so he made 7.
Mm.
And I just hacked around a wedge about 4 shots. Hit one into a bush. Had to take an unplayable.
Doug, this was quite a match.
You got the hole with an 8.
Oh, we played. You know, I played well up until
this
that
like
hole.
Like Kisner and Stroud finishing off their 18 when everybody's already congratulated Justin.
No, I patted myself on the back because he tied me up on 14, and then I hit two good drives on 15.
Doug, did you see his drive on 15?
Sure. That's the par 5. Is that the par 5?
Yes, and
it's
I made
par 5
natural birdie.
That's an eagleable hole. That's an eagleable hole.
Yeah, put a good swing on it.
I had natural birdie, and then 16, I put it up next to the green and got up and down for par, and he made a 4. So all of a sudden I went 2 with 2 to play. So I was proud of myself that I came through in the clutch, Doug.
Came through when you had to.
Thank you.
Plowboy's Laugh is brought to you by the Post Sports Bar and Grill. And when Iggy and him go out to smoke here during our commercial break, that's brought to you by Salt and Smoke, the official brisket of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Rick Hummel at 8:30. Your emails at 9:45. Hot Shots email today, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After.